Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the Unique Life, where we unbox the real you. This is Jason Law, and I'm happy to see everyone again. Thank you again for tuning in. My promise for you is that you will learn a lot from this session. And also, I hope you join me every Thursday at 8 o'clock for The Unique Life. And kindly share this stream. So if you're tuning in, please share so that more people will learn about it, because hindi masyadong importante ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Kasi ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay tungkol sa pera lang naman. Hindi naman importante yung pera, di ba? Napaka-importante lang. Some would say that it's not that important, but it's important in such a way na second siya sa oxygen. Pero yan ang kailangan natin maintindihan sa pera, no? And that is what I'm going to do right now, because The Unique Life is about unboxing the real you in terms of our personality, in terms of who we are, our attitudes, the things that make us do what we do. In other words, why do we do what we do? Okay? Why do we do what we do? Again, The Unique Life is a show about unboxing the real you, knowing about your personalities and why you do what you do. And today, what I'm going to be sharing is partly about the unique personality types. Ito ang problem, no? Whenever you listen to seminars, you listen to talks, they would say that content is king. Correct? That's not true. Because if it's just content, there's so much content right now, so much information, and we are drowning in information. So when you listen to these talks, for example, last month when I did a talk for 750 doctors, which was sponsored by a pharmaceutical company, I spoke about finance also, managing money. And it was interesting because right after my talk, there were so many questions. And most of them were asking, and alam ko, mamaya, may mga magtatanong din sa inyo, is where should I invest? What is the best business to start? Diba? I have this much. What will I do with my money? So if it's just content, ang hirap. Because what if I tell you, hey, Bitcoin, diba? In ngayon. Kaya bigla na lang ang daming naging cryptocurrency gurus. So, but if you haven't studied cryptocurrencies, you haven't studied Bitcoin, would it be a wise investment for you? Or, for example, alam nyo may magandang business ngayon. Scrap. Yung basura. Napakagandang negosyo. If I tell you that, what if you don't have any background? And I have a friend whose family's business is in scrap. So they know how to make money out of it. I have a friend who collects basketball cards. NBA basketball cards. And he showed me his most expensive basketball card collection. Malulula kayo. It's a LeBron James rookie card. The price? 2.5 million for one basketball card. So, if I tell that to them, ito yung mga opportunities, that's content, malulunod lang tayo. Pero ang context is, where are you right now? What are you doing right now? Who are your connections? What's your educational attainment? Yung inyong passion, yung inyong feeling nyo, yung purpose nyo. What are those things? That's context. Diba? Pag sinabi mong, oy, maganda magnegosyo. So yung iba sa atin, ang puhunan natin sa negosyo is 10,000 pesos. Yan ang context natin. Magkaiba ang 10,000 sa 100,000. Magkaiba ang 100,000 sa 1 million. Magkaiba ang 1 million sa 10 million. Yun yung context. So, importante, alamin natin yung context where we are so that we can apply the things that we learn. So, let me just share this. The unique personality, the money types, okay? Let me just share my slide over here. And ito ah, lahat tayo, we have a relationship with money. Lahat tayo, meron tayong personality type that actually coincides with our patterns in handling money. In other words, ito yung reasons why we do what we do when it comes to money. You know, I have been teaching finance because my background is I lost everything. In a sense na yung tinuturo ko, it's because of my experience. So, I started businesses before, mga small businesses. There were some that eventually grew. Tapos, when I went bankrupt, nawala lahat. That was 2008. 8 credit cards, all with debt. Lost millions, incurred millions in debt. And kung babalik lang ako in time, no, nisip ko lang, grabe, ang laki nung oras na nawala sa akin. Tapos yung mga ibang peers ko, nakikita ko yung mga ibang businesses nila now, it's bigger. Kasi hindi nila pinagdaanan yung pinagdaanan ko na nawala lahat. But looking back, I wouldn't trade that for anything else. I wouldn't trade it for anything else. And I was teaching about money, and I would tell people, when I mention the word money, what's the first thing that comes into your mind? Maybe you can share. What is the first thing that would come into your mind? Okay? Sa akin, ito yung nangyari. Nangyari is all along, and I've been teaching this for years na, yung money. Pag binanggit yung word na money, first thing na nararamdaman ko is pain. Pain. And I know when I say this, some people would say, wow, prosperity. Money is about giving. Money is about becoming a millionaire. Money is ganyan. Pero look at it closer. Look at it from a deeper perspective. Tapos pag nakita mo yon, iba pala yung definition mo ng money. Baka maaaring ang definition mo ng money is scarcity. Kasi yung bata ka, your parents would always tell you, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Right? Tapos, pag meron kang gusto, like my wife actually came from a wealthy family, but circumstances happened and they lost a lot of their wealth as well. Pero yung wife ko, lagi niya sinasabi, her name is Kat, feeling niya that time, mahirap sila. But ang katotohanan, yung time na yon, they have a huge house, they're really, mayaman sila. Pero yung perspective niya, ganon. So, meron naman iba because of the experiences that they had. Let's say, sa... Ako kaya pain ganito eh. Yung naglugi yung negosyo ko, every 9 o'clock, 9:30, magri-ring yung phone, alam ko na bangko yon. Bangko. Tatawagan ako dahil mapuputokan na kami ng cheque. So, hahabulin ko yon. Popondohan ko yung cheque. Popondohan ko yung pera. Now, pag nagri-ring yung phone, may certain tone sa ano ring phone na pag narinig ko yon hanggang ngayon na up to this day, after more than 10 years, bumabalik sa akin yung feelings, tumataas yung balahibo ko. Kasi it brings back memories of the time when we lost everything. There were even times I received some death threats. Just imagine. Kaya pain ang nararamdaman ko. Tapos yun, nag-work na ako. Kumbaga, pag walang pera, may pain. Pero pag parami ng pera, may pera mo, may pain pa din. Kasi baka mawala eh. So I had to overcome that. So, just imagine going through that debacle and not understanding what money is to me. So, you see, this is an overused quote by Dave Ramsey. Diba? Yung money is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge. Okay, now we are gonna tackle that behavioral aspect. And context lang, no? inito yung buong programa. Alam niyo naman kasi tayo, pag nakinig, parang feeling na natin, alam na natin, no? Lalo na the younger people, na kahit wala pang experience, nakapakinig lang ng ano ng YouTube. Mas magaling pa dun sa mga may experience dahil may research na sila. Balansehin lang natin. Balansehin lang natin. So, these are the money personalities. And to just give you an overview, this is from the DISC personalities, which I have written 3 books about unique. And the context for that is iba-iba yung application niya. So kahit na ilang beses mo siyang makita or mabasa, nakikita mo yung mga ibang perspective naman. And there are some episodes in my Unique Life podcast that I share this about yung iba-ibang context ng personality types. So, this is the DISC profile, D-I-S-C, that's dominant, influential, steady, and corrective. Yan yung apat. And I used well-known animals, popular animals here in the Philippines to represent each one. So there's the eagle, the rooster, the carabao, and the tarsier. And if you've heard this before, hey, stay. Because I'm going to show you a different angle of how each one, in a way, handle their money. Handle their money. Kasi pagdating sa finance, no, personal finance, tinitingnan natin parate yung content. Let's say, ito ako, yan yung kailangan kong gawin. Here are the steps. Pero if you include the context here, you would understand na, ah, meron akong sarili kong type ng personality. Kaya ako ganito mag-handle ng pera. And this also prevents me from comparing myself to my friend who is a risk taker na sobrang lakas ng loob. Na tipong pag nag-invest yan, buhos. Ako naman, mas gusto ko yung slowly but surely. Or ako naman yung tipo na parang yung pera sa akin, parang wala ko masyadong ano sa pera kasi alam ko naman na darating. Aba, yung may mga ganun sa atin, no? Yung feeling natin, money is gonna be just there, okay? Air all the time. So, what we do is, hindi pa dumadating yung pera, binibilang na natin, hindi pa dumadating yung income natin, binibilang na natin kung ano yung mga kailangan natin paggastahan. Na pagdating ng pera, sa sapatusan na lang, may medyasa na lang, ayan na. Tapos sa sapatusan, meron ang pupuntahan. May mga ganyan ba experience sa inyo? Okay? So, the dominant eagle, they are the aggressive types. Influentials, they're the more, yan. They're the more carefree. Steady carabaos, the more conservative. And the corrective tarsiers, the more, kumbaga, they're the perfectionist among the group. Let's start with the dominant eagles. The dominant eagles, for you, you are like high rollers pagdating sa pera. Sila yung medyo talagang aggressive. Hindi sila natatakot kasi they believe in themselves, they believe in their confidence that they're confident about their abilities that they can make money. That's why losing money for them is not that of an issue. So these are the people who would start a business and then right after that, ang gagawin nila, iiwan na nila, lumakas yung business, meron mga magmamanage, gusto na lang mag-start na naman ng panibago. Tapos gusto na naman nilang gumawa ng panibago. Magaling sila sa umpisa. They're forceful. They will do whatever it takes. However, when it comes to managing the business, that's when they would need help. So for the dominance, sa kanila, no, yung kanilang self-worth nang gagaling sa kanilang accomplishments. So the more their money speaks volumes of their accomplishments, the more they feel like, wow, eto ako. Wow. Ito ang aking ano, ito ang aking status. So very important sa kanilang status nila. Okay? And emotionally, listen to this ah. When it comes to money, money is not just about money. Okay? Money is not just about money. It is a repository of our feelings, our fears, our doubts, our unbeliefs. On the other hand, they are also about our dreams, our hopes, our perspective. So, parang pagdating sa pera, kung nakaganyan ang kamay natin, anong ibig sabihin yan? Wala nga lalabas, pero wala din papasok. Yung iba naman na nakabukas, okay lang na may lumalabas kasi alam niyang may papasok. So, ang daming mga factors na kailangan muna natin maintindihan. Kasi ang masama niya, no? Work tayo ng work pagdating sa pera, for money. for to provide for our families, to save, to invest. Pero hindi natin nakikita yung mga bagay na to, yung kabilang side. And then you will end up thinking, bakit ganon? I'm not happy. Or bakit ganon? Parang hindi ako contented. Kasi hindi mo na match kung sino ka. So the dominance, if you have a dominant friend, these are people whose favorite word is powerful. Ayan. And their favorite song is My Way. The dominant egos. They're aggressive in such a way na pag chinek yung kanilang risk appetite, kasi pag nag-i-invest tayo, di ba? Tatlong bagay yan eh. Una, titignan natin yung ating time frame. Okay? Ano ba tayo? Short term, mid term, long term. Depende sa age natin. Tapos yung objectives natin, kailangan natin malaman. Para saan ba to? Para sa education ba to ng anak natin? Para ba pambili to ng bahay? Para ba to sa emergency fund? And finally, yung ating risk appetite. So sa kanila yung risk appetite nila mataas. Kaya for dominance, it will help you if you actually learn to tone it down. Tone it down first. Dahil kahit yung mga hindi nyo pa pinag-aaralan, basta nandun sa gut feel nyo, malakas ang loob, you will take that opportunity, take that challenge. And for you, ready, fire, aim. Di ba? Ang dami sana natin naiwasan ng mga problema kung pinag-aralan muna natin siya. So the dominant eagles, what are they? They are the bold investor. They are the bold investor. Okay? By the way, again, please share this. And we are live. Share it to those in your streams, in your accounts, so that this may help more people know about who they are and why they do what they do. Okay? I've been teaching about the types, the behavioral styles for almost 20 years already. And I wrote my first book, Unique, in 2012. And it's really a must read. I'm not saying because I wrote the book. It's because ever since I was teaching this before, even before I wrote the book, what people would say is that this should have been taught in school. This should have been taught in school. And yun yung naging, naging spark to write the book after years of teaching it. So the bold investors, that's their strength. They're bold, okay? And they're not afraid to take risks. But to the detriment of also their goals and dreams if they don't study that investment, okay? So that's the first. The second are the influential roosters. They're the happy bunch. They are the life of the party. They love to be recognized. They love attention. When people look at them, they would really attract you with their charm, inspire you. So it's like when you meet them, you're already their long-lost friend or even a long-lost brother. Pinsan sa talampakan. Pero ngayon lang kayo nag-meet. And they will share something about themselves, personal. And after a while, you stop and then you catch yourself sharing things that you've never shared before with anyone. Pero sa kanila, sinishare mo. Baka nga sa asawa mo, hindi mo na-share, pero na-share mo sa kanya. Ganyan sila, no? Mga influentials. So they are mga mavens of yung opportunities kasi connectors sila eh. So ibig sabihin, pag marami silang connection, may mga opportunities dyan, they can just connect you with anyone. Pagdating sa pera, ito naman ang challenge. Ang mga influentials, kung ang mga dominant status sa kanila is power, the influentials naman, for them, yung status sa kanila is more of their recognition when they are recognized. When people see that, wow, this person is someone. So, yung kanilang outward appearance, yung kanilang status, sometimes it's more important than what's really happening on the inside. Okay? Remember, it's not about looking successful, but it's about being successful. So for them, looking successful, playing that part is crucial, is important. They can easily make money. However, influentials also can lose money by the buckets. Because influentials, the high influential roosters, they are the worst when it comes to money. Sila yung talagang magasta, ostentatious. Wala silang limit pag gumastos. Pag meron niyang 10,000 sa bank account, hindi nakapagpigil, all out, hindi niya alam why he or she is doing what she's doing, boom, ubus yan. 20,000, ubus yan. 50,000, ubus yan. 100,000, ubus yan. Unless they set parameters.
Okay, hold on. Before we head on to the rest of the episode, I'm sure some of you are wondering how we collab with brands here in the Unique Life podcast. And with that, we use Podmetrics. So if you have a podcast, sign up at podmetrics.co and use the code UNIQUE. That's one word, all caps. In that way, you can help support the show as well. Let me repeat that. YOUNIQUE, one word, all caps. And if ever you're an advertiser who wants to collab with a Unique Life podcast, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Again, that's Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast.
So this is just one thing that I teach them is to set parameters na every month meron talaga kayong automatic savings or automatic investments. And some facilities like, well, banks or yung mga apps has that feature wherein every month or a specific day, you will deduct how much you will save and invest. Ang tawag doon ni David Back is the automatic millionaire. Na pag dumating yung sweldo mo, let's say you deduct 10% of your income, automatic na pupunta sa savings and investment. Yun ang kailangan nila, yung forced savings. Kasi kung wala yun, wala silang mga parameters. Okay? Sila kasi makakalimutin pagdating sa details. They love ideas, innovation, creativity, dami niyan, ideas. Pero pag details na, ayun, nakakalimutan na. Meron akong isang pinayuhan, mag-checklist, na gumawa nga ng checklist. Eh, makakalimutin, pati yung checklist niya, nawala. So, yun yung mga challenges. They're really disorganized in an organized way. So, ng mga influential roosters, they are called the, itong investor sila, the savvy investor. Okay? Savvy. Kasi pag naging savvy na sila, remember, it's not what you make, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. That's important. So the way they keep their money is through those tactics, just one tactic. Kasi pag hindi nila ginawa yan, mapupunta lang yung pera nila sa mga bagay na walang kakwenta-kwenta. The positive side, these people, influentials, they can find sniff opportunities from afar away. Okay? Kaya influentials, let's look for influential friends also. Who has these connections. Okay? Pero huwag kayo masyadong magpapaniwala sa kanila, lalo na yung mga high influential roosters. Hindi niya alam, baka binobola na kayo. The third type are the steady carabaos. Okay? The steady carabaos are people who are relaxed. And I've spoken about this time and time again that my wife is a high steady carabao. Sila yung chillax, chill lang, relax. Tapos yung mga steady carabaos, they love peace and quiet. Okay? By the way, the influential rooster's favorite P-word is popular. Favorite song is Don't Worry, Be Happy. The steady carabaos, favorite P-word is peace. Peaceful. Favorite song, We Are the World. Yan ang steady carabaos. Ang steady carabaos, they're very safe. They love comfort. So, kanila, pagdating sa pera, medyo safe sila. Safe. Kaya lang ang nangyayari, parang nagsa-stroll na lang sila. Sa sobrang safe, hindi nila na nabibit yung inflation ng pera nila, hindi nila na nakikita na yung mga opportunities that they are missing out on, right? And I would always mention this, if we keep all of our money in the bank, okay, right after your emergency fund, nabuo mo na emergency fund mo, pero yung pera mo after the emergency fund, nandun pa rin sa banko, kakainin niya ng invisible thief, which is inflation. So ibig sabihin, yung inflation natin pumapatak ng mga 3 to 4% plus education aabot na mga 5 to 6% yan. So sabihin na lang natin 5%, yung 100 pesos mo na nakatago sa bangko after a year, 'di ba? Ang value na lang niyan 95 pesos na lang. Nawala na ng 5%. Okay? Pero pag nilagay mo lang yung pera mo sa bangko, ang interest rate niyan nasa 0.006, wala pang 1%. In other words, kung merong kang 1 million, nilagay mo lang sa bangko lahat yan, ang kikitaan, kakikitain mo, tantananan, drum roll, 400 pesos per month. Okay? 400 pesos per month. And these people, I know one, he's a good friend, kaya alam ko kung magkano yung pera niya. So kinikwento niya sa akin, yung pera niya, more than 10 million. Nasa bangko lang, nasa time deposit, hindi niya ini-invest. And I'm telling him how much he's losing every year because of that. I mean, 100,000 is okay, 1 million, okay. Pero 10 million, 5% bawas mo dyan every year, right? Malaki yun. So hindi niya naiisip yun kasi for him, he's always playing safe. Weakness nila is they don't like confrontation. That's another side of them. Then they love to stay in their comfort zone, in status quo, street. They love routine. So yun naman ang problem sa kanila. They can be hardworking because they're good administrators. However, yun nga, pag hindi sila naging courageous, yun yung mangyayari. For you, huwag kayong gahe yung mga dominant na buhos. Sa inyo, one step at a time. Maliit muna. Maliit muna. Eh, gusto mong subukan yung Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies. Okay, sige. Maliit muna. Subukan nga 1,000. Ayan. Kasi si dominant. Oy, buhos na natin lahat. Sa kanila, okay, ito muna. Ay, okay, ito pa lang ano niyan. Okay, sige, dagdag tayo ng konti. Or masyadong nakakatakot ang cryptocurrencies. Mag-start muna tayo sa mga investments na safe talaga. O, pasok natin sa ano, sa MP. MP2 ng pag-ibig. Ayan, sigurado yan. 6%, di ba? Or 7% kung magkano. Yung modified pag-ibig. So, yun yung pwede nyong gawin. Kasi sila, if they get it right, they will do it consistently because the Sedi Carabaos, they are the steadfast investors. Steadfast investors. And there are a myriad of different people falling under these types who are well-known. And you can see their investment styles are quite different from each other. And the last one are the corrective tarsiers. So mga corrective tarsiers naman, sila naman yung mga analytical, sila yung pagpumasok sa isang room. Napupunan nila lahat, color combination, yung biyak na tile. Nakikita nila, no? 3D, 4D, baka 5D pa. So the corrective tarsiers, they love to analyze. And that's their strength. They're analytical, they love numbers, they love charts. Sila yung pag nagtitrade yan, araw-araw, no? Minuto-minuto, tinitignan yung kanilang ano, yung iba't ibang mga platforms nila. So they can be intelligent in what they're doing. However, the corrective tarsiers, they are pessimistic and they're perfectionists. And remember, the enemy of profit is perfectionism. The enemy of progress is perfectionism. Kasi sila, no? Yun ang kanilang battle cry. They want quality, they want perfection. But if you look closely, these people, they're not trying to be perfect because they want to be perfect. They're actually trying to be perfect because they are fearful. Takot sila. Yan ang ano, nangyayari. Kasi sila din ang pinaka susceptible sa depression dahil isip ng isip ng mga bagay na hindi nila dapat iniisip. So once na merong opportunity, they will see things na hindi nakikita ng ibang tao. That's a positive. Pero ang negative doon, kahit yung mga worst case scenarios, they can see it and they can amplify that to an extreme na hindi na siya nagiging productive. Okay? So, if you see people like them, ask them, get advice, but i-filter nyo lang. Dahil makakapagbigay sila ng magandang advice, but the way they will say it, medyo iba yung dating nila. Dahil they're a bit pessimistic. And also, as a perfectionist, minsan pag nagsalita sila, parang may flare of arrogance. Okay? I'm not talking about all people like this, but generally, these are some things that you have to watch out for, especially if they haven't attended or a program about DISC or have read books about it. Yan ang magiging challenge. So the corrective tarsiers, yung upside nila, they are called the intelligent investor. Because they're really prudent, inaaral nila, ina-analyze nila, and once they start creating that system and not being afraid of being a perfectionist, then they will be able to understand how to use their strengths and save money, earn money, invest money with less stress. Kasi minsan nakaka-stress ang buhay ng mga to. So those are the four. Okay? And again, context lang ha. This is just an overview. This is just an overview. Hindi ito yung tipong, ay, ito ako. Pero maganda, may overview tayo na, ah, okay, this is me. That's why this is how I react. Ah, I'm an influential. That's why whenever I see posts of people who are making this much in this type of investment, I want to be like them. How can I be like them? Kasi nadadaan sila sa kwento. Or, ah, kaya pala ako pessimistic every time may nagsishare kasi I'm a corrective eh. Feeling ko, hindi yata ano, magiging effective yung ginagawa niya in the long run. So now, you are more informed and you are aware. And that is the key for this, the magic of understanding your money personality is awareness. And as you go deeper with the money personality, then you will understand that yes, money is there, but money is not about money. It is so much deeper. And the more I understand, the more, listen to this, my relationship with money will change for the better. It's really your relationship with money. You have a relationship with money, whether you like it or not. And that relationship with money, it didn't happen because of your own volition. It's not because of your choice. It is because of your experiences, the influence of your parents, the people around you, the situation, and the event. And if you know that, now how can I change? Example, me, my definition of money, pain, how can I change that into purpose? So with that, by the way, if this is your first time to listen, you can follow me on my social media handles. I am active on, of course, here, Facebook. I'm also on LinkedIn. Please like my Instagram page and I'll be doing... Ay, nako, lahat na, no? Nakakasira na ng ulo itong mga platforms. Follow me also on Kumu. Ayan, kanina nag-Kumu live ako with Podcast Network Asia. And TikTok. And of course, I'll be more active also on Laika. Those are some fantastic, fantastic platforms. Different presentations, but amazing how you can grow your influence there and to reach people, share something that you feel para maiba naman can help change their lives. Hindi lang pa na yung mga entertainment, may mga sumasayaw, di ba? Well, okay naman. Kailangan rin natin ng mga ganon. Pero ano ba yung mga bagay na pwede natin i-consume na ikayayaman natin? Ayun. Para makatulong tayo sa ibang mga tao. So with that, thank you so much. I'm gonna take some questions right now. By the way, if you are one of the four personality types, put there in the comment section whether you're a dominant, influential, steady, or corrective. Okay? And if this helped you in a way, you can also share how it has given you an aha moment. Yung pack your bag moment natin. Pack your bag moment. Ibig sabihin ng pack your bag moment, yung nakinig ka ng seminar, nakinig ka ng program, and then you heard something na yun lang sulit na. I can already pack my bag and leave. Because with that one idea I can use and help me tremendously. You know that saying? One idea can change your life. One idea can change your life. For those of you who are living abroad, If you want to grab copies of my books, you can actually get them in Amazon. I have some ebooks there. You can check them out. Unique, yung title. I have 3 unique books and 1 book on behavioral finance. The title is Determined, spelled D-E-B-T. Okay? Yan, dahil maraming pinagdaanan pagdating sa utang. Okay, so we have a couple here, a couple of questions from Shell. Let us flash it. Sabi ni Shell, can you share some specific points on how to improve if you belong to a certain personality type? Sample, corrective tertiary. Thank you. This is the first time I tuned in. Yung awareness, no, is the first one. This is called the triple A model. So the triple A model means aware, accept, and then adapt. It doesn't mean that if you're an influential, you're going to be bad with money forever. It just means that when it comes to money, you have to accept that this is your tendency para alam mo kung paano mo siya i-adjust. For some of us, adapting is easier. For some of us, is more difficult to adapt. Kaya either you can do it on your own or you can seek the help of others to guide you, to support you, look for mentors. Yun yung mga ano, some factors that you can actually use. Great. Happy seeing you here, Shell. Layla is asking, any idea on what is the good investment opportunities nowadays? Yan yung shinare ko in the beginning of this this stream. So check it out. Yung stream ko kanina, sabi ko kanina, ang importante yung context, hindi yung content. Kasi kailangan ko muna malaman kung nasan ka ngayon. Okay? Anong situation? How much bang ano natin, ang extra money natin right after filling our emergency fund? Extra money ba natin is this much? Kung ganitong amount, ito yung mga pwede natin gawing investments. Ano yung ating mga experiences, background? Is this the first time you will invest? Or have you invested in the past? So, yun yung kailangan mong ano, alamin. Where are you right now? Before you can actually, you can actually create a roadmap. Before you can actually create a game plan. Yeah, that's why when we do this, I also teach that tune in, because I will be having unique programs soon. Okay? And if this is helpful to you, if this is interesting to you, I'm telling you, that program, learning it will blow you away. and I'm not pulling your leg. Kasi meron akong mga nakabasa na ng mga libro ko, or meron nang nakakaalam ng mga disc who have attended my workshops and they felt like they already know it. But right after the session, they would tell me, you know, ito yung na-discover ko, hindi ko pa pala siya alam. And ngayon, nakita ko, parang wow, it really gave me a different kind of perspective. Diba? Parang boxing yan eh. Pag natuto ka mag-boxing, jab-jab, feeling mo, magaling ka na, alam mo na, then wala nang advanced lessons. Pero pag nakita mo na, ang dami ko pa palang pwedeng matutunan ng mga fighting styles, it's similar to that. Kasi yung capacity natin, it grows eh. Ibig sabihin, it grows as we learn more about it. And I'm an advocate of understanding our personality type. Kasi napaka-basic na to eh. Pag nalaman mo to, it will change your world. And there I say, if you learn to master this, it's also a very powerful communication tool. How you communicate with others and how you communicate with yourself. Yan. So, there you go. Biglang ano, dumami yung mga questions, ha? Biglang dumami yung mga questions. Meron ba silang ideal compatibility match? Aba? Si Mary Joy. Ang layo ng topic natin, ha? Love ang iyong, ano? Ah, hindi. Baka matches in relationships sa money, no? Sa nene, mukhang love pa din eh. Meron kaming book ng wife ko, yung Uniquely in Love. Yun naman yung context namin. How does a personality want to be loved? Okay? Pagdating sa compatibility, meron compatibility pero it's not a basis. Dahil hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin na, ay, dominant ako eh. Hindi ako bagay sa steady. Eh, may na-inlove ka sa steady. Hindi. Steady siya, dominant ako. Hindi po pwede. Hindi naman ganon. Pero pag nalaman mo na, alam mo ngayon kung paano mag-adjust, di ba? Kaya pala siya ganun. And opposites attract. also. We explain it in the book Why Opposites Attract. And yun. Medyo hindi natin siya topic, no? Kaya let's leave it at that. Si Aida, hello Aida, how are you? And Clinton, how does a corrective earn money? But just like all different types of personalities, they earn money by working hard. And after working hard, you will learn how to work smart. Okay? Yun lang yung kalaban ng, ano, eh, ng corrective eh, kasi they're fearful. That's the emotion that they elicit. So pagdating sa, let's say, leading a family or handing money, they have to overcome that fear so that they can have the breakthrough that they have been waiting for. Okay? Whew, a couple more questions here. Sir, steady karawa po ako personally, pero bakit po pagdating sa money parang dominant influential ako? Maybe, ano ka, yan yung secondary mo kasi meron tayong primary at meron din tayong secondary. Most probably, you are a combination of other types. Kaya pagdating sa pera, let's say steady ka pagdating sa ano, sa work mo or sa bahay, pagdating naman sa pera, nagkikick in naman yung pagiging influential mo or dominant. Minsan, base rin yan sa experiences natin. Kasi in some experiences, dahil na-expose ka na, naging dominant ka na doon. Let's say steady ka talaga, pero dahil sa work, kailangan mo maging dominant, naging ganun ka na. So minsan sa pera, it can happen also. But it takes time. Again, context. Meron tayong tinatawag na natural self. Meron din tayong tinatawag na adaptive self. Okay? I don't want to bombard you with information. But there, I hope I was able to answer your question. Emerald, yan? Can we change our personality? I think I'm a steady karma, but I'm thinking of being courageous about my financial choices. Yes, but start where you are. You can't immediately become hyper-courageous or over-courageous, if there's a term. Kumbaga, you can start slowly. Sa book ni Jim Collins, Great by Choice, if I'm not mistaken, may concept sila doon, no? Shoot bullets before you fire a cannonball. Ibig sabihin, baril-baril ka muna ng maliit before you fire a cannonball. Para hindi ka ma-overwhelm. Lalo na kung first time mo gagawin to. Okay? Tristan, is it good by now to invest on property, house, and lot? By this time, given the inflation rate last month is 4.7%. It depends on the property. Kasi may iba kahit na yung may friend ako, yan ang kanyang expertise. And we just spoke. He's one of my real estate mentors. Sabi niya sa akin, you know, sometimes it's not really the price. Sometimes the price can be expensive, but it's a great opportunity. So we buy these properties. Dahil dun kami nakatingin na ngayon sa opportunity. Meron naman iba, they're looking at the price. Kasi may mga friends rin akong nagtatanong privately kung maganda bang kunin tong property na to or maganda bang mag-invest dito. Dami kasi ngayong mga properties na repossessed. So there's a lot of properties that you can find now na at a discount. You can look for those types of opportunities as well. But regarding dun sa mga prices, no, depende rin kasi sa mga locations. Depende rin sa mga locations. Kung maganda yung location, mas mataas yung price niya, then maybe it's still cheap because of the location. Right? You know, in real estate, it's location, location, location. Yan. At saka kung alam mo yung mga places, kung saan yung mga construction, mga the roads that's being built right now, these are crucial. These are crucial. JP, can a person that is steady type be transitioned into a corrective type? Any suggestions to help me transitioning? I think I've answered this question. The answer is yes. But you have to know where you are right now. And you have to know your tendencies. Aware? Accept. Until you can adapt. Okay? Anna, who can help me in the business? I'm a dominant influential. Sorry, I didn't get your question. Who can help me in your business? Ah, okay. If I get your question right, maganda kumuha ka ng mga tao na hindi parehas mo. So kung dominant influential ka, maghanap ka ng tao na steady at saka ng corrective. Dahil mabibigyan ka nila ng perspective. Because if all your team would be like you, then they won't be giving any, they won't be able to give you much value. Chell, thank you so much for answering. Hello, hey, you're welcome. I hope you tune in again every Thursday. Yan. For the Unique Life show. Hannah, where to get your questionnaire for Money Personality Test? You can get it from any one of my books. The title of the book is Unique, Understanding Others by Understanding You. There's a test there. And once you read the book, you will never look at yourself and others the same way again. Yan. Check, kailan ako kakaroon ng bundle ng books? Watch out for that. Very rare kasi kami magkaroon ng bundle, no? In fact, I just started doing that last year during the pandemic. But you can check kung kailan kami magkakaroon. No plans yet of doing that. Paano maging equal yung character or malapit sa balance? May ganun po ba? Malapit sa balance, according to Ian, well, may iba na balance yung kanilang type. Balanced sila. Meron naman iba, ang nangyayari, mataas yung D, mataas yung S, so nagiging imbalanced. Ang importante is just be who you are. Don't be frustrated trying to be someone you are not. Now that you're aware, embrace who you are. And if there are any adjustments that's needed, then that's when you start doing it slowly but surely. I actually teach this concept called yung long-term morphing. Kung part yan ang ginagawa mo, paano ka mag-morph long-term? And yung short-term naman, flexing. Ibig sabihin ng flexing, hindi nagyayabang, but how we can be flexible. Okay? So, just to give you the roadmap right now, no? Pinag-uusapan natin yung unique money personalities, but this is just one part of a map na ito talaga yung unique kumbaga world na parang nanood ka ng nagustuhan niyo ba yung bagong Justice League na Snyder's Cut. Nakita mo yung Justice League, yung story ni Superman. Parang ito yan. Pinag-uusapan lang natin dito yung Superman. Pero meron pa yung Batman, meron pa yung Cyborg, meron pa yung Wonder Woman. And if I teach everything to you, you will be bombarded. That's why this segment, this part, is just one part of that map. Okay? And if you want to know more, then you can join my sessions in the near future. You can read some of my books, and I believe this is going to be a great, great investment for you. Sabi ni Princess, we should not be overspending on things that are not profitable. Yes, that's true. 100% I agree with you. Hello, Rex. Good evening also to you. Ayan, si Isabel, guilty ka. Alin ka dito, Rooster? Ayan. Yan ang maganda dito, no? Pag nag-asawa, nakikinig, nagsisikuhan eh. Nagsisikuhan. Borge, thank you for tagging your friends. Yeah, I hope you learned something from our session today. Tristan, thank you. Hey, amazing. You get my question right. Glad to hear that, Anna. There you go. So, to leave you with parting words, be yourself, understand yourself, embrace yourself. And from there, you're aware, then you accept, then you adapt. Now that you understand partly about the money personality types, the question is, what are you going to do next as you have learned why you do what you do? Again, this is Jason Law. You're tuning in The Unique Life. Every Thursday at 8 o'clock, let's make this a habit. God bless everyone. Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's JaysonLaw. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law.
See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.